we now present The Adventures of Marco Polo. Marco Polo and his companions went across the desert towards Pekin, the capital city of China. They took shelter for a while on the plains of Kirman. There one morning, Marco Polo walked into the desert with the Princess Zelana and declared his love for her. Suddenly they were attacked by a band of robbers known as Coronas. Captain Nadu and his men came swiftly to the rescue and beat off the robbers. The princess was returned safely to the rest of the party. Then Captain Nadu sent for Marco Polo and told him that the Princess Zelana was the promised bride of Kublai Khan. Niccolo and his brother Matthew chided Marco and warned him to cease paying attention to the princess. The little party proceeded on their journey towards Pekin. They halted a few miles from the walls of the city by the side of a strange fountain.
This is a strange fountain. I have never seen its like before.
It looks to me like an oil fountain.
Yes, it is a fountain of oil. It throws a black fluid into the air. I have heard Captain Nadu speak of such fountains. Oh, where is the captain? We will ask him about it.
The captain is standing beside the litter of the princess. He will not allow anyone to go near.
It is just as well the captain does not trust you, and neither do I.
Oh, my uncle, surely you trust me.
Not where the pretty face is concerned.
Uncle Matthew, have you seen the face of the princess? Has she lifted her veil for you?
No, of course not. Niccolo, send Benno to ask Captain Nadu if he will speak with us.
Oh, Benno, come here.
You called, my master?
Yes, Benno. Go and ask Captain Nadu if he can speak with us.
The captain is speaking with the princess now. What is that strange fountain which is throwing a thick black fluid into the air?
We wish to see Captain Nadu about it.
In a few hours' time, we will arrive in the capital, Pekin.
Oh, in great danger.
Oh, do not say that. I think we will live for a good many years yet. Why, Benno may even return to Venice with a beautiful Chinese bride.
I shall never marry. I do not like women.
What about the angel who came to you in your dream when you were at the palace of the old man of the mountain?
She was no angel. That was only a dream.
Oh, do not fear, Benno. I think mayhap we will live to make our obeisance before the great Kublai Khan. Mayhap we will be taken into his presence this very day.
I pray so. Go now. Tell Captain Nadu.
Oh, Benno, he has followed us into so many countries, and on every journey we have taken, he's been afraid of death.
And yet he is still alive, and so are we. And yet our lives may end this very day, if the great Kublai Khan so wills it.
Captain Nadu comes.
Who wills it?
Captain Nadu comes now.
You demand my presence, Master Polo?
I requested your presence, Captain Nadu. We are very interested in this strange fountain, which is throwing liquid many feet into the air. Can you tell us anything about this fountain?
This fountain is the property of the great Kublai Khan. It is a fountain of oil.
Oh, I thought so.
For what purpose is the oil used? Why is it being wasted?
Later in the day, many working men will come with great casks into which they will trap the oil. It is used as fuel for sustaining the lamps which light the palace of the great Kublai Khan. No other lamps save those of the palace of the great Khan, are lighted with this sacred oil. See? The men come now to gather the oil.
The oil comes from the ground. It is the most amazing sight I've ever seen. Just think of it, Marco. There may be enough oil in this fountain to supply all the lamps the world over. And yet, the great Khan only allows the oil to be used in his own lamp.
No one else would dare to use it. But come, my friends. It is time for us to proceed on our journey.
Could we collect some oil from this fountain so that we might have a little to show to our friends in Venice?
If you are ever allowed to return to Venice, you will pass this fountain. But I doubt if you ever will return.
But I have the ruby ring which the Khan of Persia gave me. Surely that will ensure our safety?
That is not for me to say. But come now. We must continue our journey to Pekin. In a few hours, you may be admitted to the presence of the great Kublai Khan.
Thus, Marco Polo and his companions probably saw the first oil gusher in the world. They proceeded on their journey. and at last they came to the walls of Pekin, at that time the greatest city in the world. They could see that the walls were closely guarded and that the enormous brass gates were closed. At the side of one gate was an immense brass gong. The little party came to a halt before the gong, and Captain Nadu's soldiers stood rigidly at attention beside the silken litter of the Princess Delana.
Well, my friends, we are now at the gates of Pekin. It is not too late for you to turn back. Behind these gates, death may await you.
I have no desire to turn back.
When I have taken the princess to the attendant, I will return to Persia. If you care to wait beside these gates, I will return here and take you back to Persia with me. Thus, mayhap, you will save your lives.
I think I said that I desire to pass through these gates. Well, what say you, Matthew?
The man is a fool. Does he think we've journeyed all this way just to reach the gates of the city? We are now at the entrance of the city. If we die on the other side of that wall, then we will commend our souls to God. If we live, we will give thanks to him for his graciousness. I am ready to go.
And what of you, Marco?
I am ready to go into the city, to wherever you lead me, Father.
Benno, you heard the words of Captain Nadu.
I heard, my master.
If you choose, you can remain here till the captain and his soldiers return. Till the captain and his soldiers return. They will give you safe conduct to Persia.
I will not remain here in safety while you enter the city and face death. If I die, then I die in your presence, O my master.
I trust that we will not have to witness your death, Benno.
If I ever do return to Venice this time, I will never leave there again. But I am afraid, my master, that we will never see the city of Venice again.
Be not afraid, Benno. Be of good heart. If we die, we shall die together.
Master Marco, I beg you to take care, or mayhap you will die before we pass through the gates into this city.
If you are prepared to go through the gates, my friends, I will strike this brass gong. The gates will open, and Ban Chu, the governor of the city, will advance to meet us.
Oh, think you that Ban Chu will be well disposed towards us?
I know not. Ban Chu is the nephew of the great Kublai Khan. Some say that he is ambitious, and that he has designs upon the throne. But the Khan likes him well enough. That is why he is governor of the city.
May I ask a favor of you, Captain Nadu?
What favor do you ask of me?
May I speak a few words of farewell to the Princess Zalana before she is carried to the palace of the great Kublai Khan?
What do you wish to say to her?
The princess was put in my charge by the Khan of Persia. I have done all I could for her comfort and security. I wish now to take my leave of this lady. Mayhap I will never see her again.
You may speak with her in my presence. The soldiers watching us from the walls, they will know that the promised bride of the great Kublai Khan is expected.
So be it. I will speak to her in your presence. Wait you here, Father. I go now with Captain Nadu to speak with the Princess Zalana.
I should not allow this. These women, they will be the death of you.
Thank you, Captain.
You're a very foolish young man. And I fear that you're about to die.
You are not very cheerful, Captain Nadu.
Always you have a jest upon your lips. But mark my words, you will have to take great care. We are now approaching the litter of the princess. I will stand a little distance away. Though if you lower your voices, I will not be able to hear what you say.
Thank you, Captain Nadu. I appreciate your kindness and your generosity.
I was once in love myself. You men will march over here with me.
Zalana.
Marco Polo, I never thought that I would have the pleasure of speaking with you again.
I beg Captain Nadu to allow us to have a few minutes together. It may be the last time we will see each other, Zalana.
Oh, I had dreamt that you were enslaved.
Then your dream has... I am always your slave.
I have your image always before me. You see, my eyes are red with weeping because I am so unhappy.
Because you love me?
Because I love you. But I should not love you. I am the promised bride of the great Kublai Khan. My love should be given to him. I am wicked.
Oh, no. You are not wicked. I love you, Zalana. But since you are to be taken from me, I dare not attempt to escape with you because my uncle and my father would be killed if I did. But mayhap, one day, after I have returned to Venice, you will have need of me. If ever you are in danger, If ever I can serve you, send me this ring. And no matter where I may be, if I have breath in my body, I will come. Breath in my body, I will come to you.
Oh, Marco, I take the ring. It is such a big ring.
Too big for your little fingers. Dare I touch that small white hand? Dare I raise it to my lips?
Take care, Marco Polo. The soldiers watching you from the walls. You must leave the princess now.
I come now. Take the ruby ring and keep it, Zelana. Mayhap, I will never see you again. But always remember that I love you.
And I love you too, Marco Polo.
I am coming, Marco Polo.
You may come, Captain Ledoux. I have bade farewell to the princess.
You then will take up your positions on either side of the litter. When the gates open, the litter will be carried through first. Now we will go over to your father.
I owe you my heartfelt thanks for allowing me to speak with the princess, Captain Ledoux.
Oh, come, Marco. Come, Captain Ledoux. We have been waiting for you. Is it not time for us to enter the city?
For my part, if we never enter the city, it will be time enough.
We have delayed long enough. Are you not going to strike the gong, Captain Ledoux?
I see that you are determined to enter the city. I have tried to persuade you to return to Persia with me. When I strike the gong, it may mean that you will live. It may mean that you will die.
Let us pray it will mean that we will live. That we may win the friendship of the great Kublai Khan.
And yet the Khan has vowed to kill all white men who enter the city of Pekin.
Then if it means our death, it will be the will of God. Strike the gong, Captain Ledoux, so that we may enter the city of Pekin.